Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Just one drop of oil can contaminate 50 gallons of fresh water, and 5 quarts, the amount of motor oil in a typical passenger car, can sully 1 million gallons of drinking water. So imagine the lingering effects of the 13 large oil spills totaling more than 1.2 million gallons that have been reported worldwide in just the past 2 months. Cleaning up those spills is tedious, time-consuming, and costly. But as we'll learn in this episode, scientists are closing in on fast, effective, and eco-friendly ways to mitigate these leaks. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how a superabsorbent material might produce a comprehensive answer to oil spills, how one of the world's most common fabrics helps minimize oil spill damage, and finally, in an unrelated story, how the world's smallest flowering plant could blossom into a terrific biofuel. Scientists in Pennsylvania report that they have developed what they are calling a complete solution to cleaning up oil spills. They say they have created a superabsorbent material that sops up 40 times its own weight in oil. Better yet, the material can be shipped to a refinery and then processed to recover the oil. Their report appears in Energy and Fuels, a bi-monthly ACS journal. T.C. Mike Chung and Zhu-Pei Yan point out that current methods for coping with oil spills like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico are low-tech, decades-old, and have many disadvantages. For instance, corn cobs, straw, and other adsorbents can hold only about 5 times their own weight. They also pick up water as well as oil. These adsorbents then become industrial waste that must be disposed of in special landfills or burned. To overcome this problem, Chung and Yan developed a polymer material that transforms an oil spill into a soft, solid oil-containing gel. 1 pound of the material can recover about 5 gallons of crude oil. The gel is strong enough to be collected and transported. Then, it can be converted to a liquid and refined, like regular crude oil. That oil could be worth $15 when crude oil sells for $100 a barrel. The researchers conclude that this new, cost-effective technology could dramatically reduce the environmental impacts from oil spills and help recover one of our most precious natural resources. With the Deepwater Horizon disaster emphasizing the need for better ways of cleaning up oil spills, scientists in Texas and North Carolina say that unprocessed raw cotton may be an ideal, ecologically friendly answer. Their report, which includes some of the first scientific data on the amazing ability of this fabric to sop up oil, appears in Industrial and Engineering Chemistry Research, a weekly ACS journal. Seshadri Ramkumar and colleagues note that oil spill sorbents are desperately needed. These absorbents should be abundantly available at relatively low cost, as well as being sustainable and biodegradable. Researchers have conducted extensive studies of barley straw, kapok, and wool, and other fibers. However, big knowledge gaps remain. For instance, scientists still don't quite understand the basic crude oil uptake mechanisms within these fibers. And until now, no data on unprocessed cotton were available. Ramkumar's team decided to fill these gaps with research on the oil sorption properties of low micronair cotton. This form of unprocessed cotton has relatively little commercial value. The researchers found that each pound of this cotton has the ability to sop up and hold more than 30 pounds of crude oil. The cotton fibers take up oil in multiple ways. These include absorption and adsorption, in which oil sticks to the outer surface of the cotton fiber. Based on these findings, Ramkumar concludes that raw cotton is an ecologically friendly sorbent for oil spill cleanups. In our final story this week, scientists focus on a small plant with big potential. At its worst, duckweed is a killer. This small, floating flower grows so fast that it can block sunlight from reaching underwater plants in just a few weeks. This disrupts photosynthesis and lowers the oxygen levels in ponds and slow-moving streams. Without enough oxygen, fish die. But scientists in New Jersey and China say it's time to consider the flip side of duckweed. Far from being a nuisance, they suspect it could be one of the best options to meet our growing need for an inexpensive, sustainable source of plant material that can be transformed into biofuels. Their report appears in Industrial and Engineering Chemistry Research. Christodoulos A. Flotis, Zin Zhao, and colleagues explain that duckweed is an ideal raw material for biofuel production. It grows fast, thrives in wastewater that has no other use, and can be harvested more easily than algae and other aquatic plants. However, few studies have been done on the use of duckweed as a raw material for biofuel production. The researchers conducted various scenarios for duckweed refineries that use proven, existing technology to produce gasoline, diesel, and kerosene. These technologies include conversion of biomass to a gas, conversion of the gas to methanol or wood alcohol, and then conversion of methanol to gasoline and other fuels. The results show that small-scale duckweed refineries could produce cost-competitive fuel when the price of oil reaches about $100 per barrel. Oil would have to cost only about $72 per barrel for larger duckweed refineries to be cost-competitive. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access this week's Press Pack, May 22, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.